Senate Agriculture Committee ranking member and Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow said Wednesday that she wants to put a biotech labeling bill across the Senate floor before the end of the year.
In order to address legitimate concerns from our farmers, our food companies, our consumers, I believe we need to work together, and I'm committing myself, Mr. Chairman, to do that in a bipartisan way, to develop and pass a bill that can pass the Senate by the end of the year. This needs to move quickly.
That's welcome news to those who were hoping for a national solution to the GMO labeling debate rather than the potential for countless regulations across the country. Stabenow said it's that very potential that is motivating her to act.
As we know, several states have passed laws to disclose more about the production of food, and I believe this issue will only continue to build steam in the months and years ahead. I share the concern about the difficulty in doing business across our country if 50 different states have 50 different standards and requirements, and frankly, it won't work.
So far, only one state, that being Vermont, has approved a GMO labeling bill, but others have considered it. While Stabenow said she doesn't want a variety of standards for food labeling across the country, she also doesn't want to deprive consumers of information. North Dakota Republican John Hoeven was pursuing something in the Senate to address GMO labeling after the House passed a bill authored by Kansas Congressman Mike Pompeo earlier this year. Many Democrats were willing to support the measure, but he was having difficulty finding a Democrat willing to be the co-sponsor of the bill. Stabenow said to receive her support, a bill would need to address the potential patchwork of 50 or more regulations, provide a system of disclosure and transparency, and be done in a way that does not demonize biotechnology. She was speaking at a hearing on federal biotechnology policy, and at that hearing, Department of Agriculture personnel testified that biotechnology was safe, but messaging that information to the public could be improved. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.